Okay, another week we're going to look at a little bit something different. And I think it's needful in our day and age to deal with these things. And it's something new every week.
Mm-hmm, unfortunately.
But to deal with them from a biblical perspective.
Right.
This week, our benevolent federal government approved a COVID jab for children 5 to 11 years old. God help this nation. Leviticus 18, verse 21, we read, "And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. You shall not let any of your seed pass through the fire of Moloch." Moloch was the pagan god that the Canaanites offered their children up to in sacrifice. And occasionally Israel fell off into that thing. Say, "Well, I can't believe that. Have you ever heard of abortion? Do you see what we're doing to the children today? America is today and has been for some time passing its seed through the fire of Moloch. We're no better than those Canaanites. Some ways we're possibly worse." I mentioned that conference, Diane and Heather and Heidi went to, and Dr. Malone, who, speaking of scientific stuff, was way over my head, but when he got down to the issues, and one of the main themes of that conference, along with everything else, was leave the kids alone. And took me a while to find it out, but I guess Dr. Malone's about 10 years younger than me, but I guess he would still be a boomer though, right? Since he's 61. Boomer. Yeah. So anyway, so he's about 10 years younger than me, and but he was talking about all these things, and he was very, a lot of them were very emotional. And I don't know, my old age, I sat up there in that chair, and it wasn't that an emotional of a conference, and I sat up there in that chair and watching it on my tablet, and I was crying more than, maybe I was just tired. But anyway, and he was talking about, you know, this COVID. He said, it's a boomer disease. And they're scaring these boomers because there's no benefit to the children getting vaccinated. And I'll look at some details there. Except that maybe it's going to protect grandma and grandpa because they might pass it on. Which there's no real evidence that that can happen either. But they scare these boomers and it's like, vaccinate all those kids so you can save me. God help us. Passing the children through the fires of Moloch so we can pacify the angry gods. Well, like I said earlier, it makes me ashamed to be an American. It makes me, and I ain't, and it makes me ashamed to be a boomer. And all these other things, these people are twisted and perverted, and you can't fix them. If they're going to be fixed, God will fix them. They alluded to it in the conference yesterday. They had already read about it. Though I don't think I ever actually watched the ad. But the satanic Pfizer company has already released a sickening ad telling children that whose parents have subjected them to these jabs that they're superheroes. You know, and they show them in capes and their outfits. You're a superhero. You know, go out and get and tell your kid, your friends, that they ought to be superheroes too. Because your parents allowed them to inject you with some unknown and probably harmful concoction. Passed through the fire of Moloch. No, our kids are not lab rats. And if a country will allow that to happen, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty much at the end.
Right.
It's dishonorable. It seems now that the 5 to 11 year olds are Fauci's latest beagles. What's wrong with somebody like that? And, of course, he had already conducted experiments on children. If you read more about it, he had already done things without proper notification and so that shouldn't surprise us. If you read around a little bit, you'll find out that already in the testing and in the early stages here, already children have been disabled and murdered is not too strong a word. But you'll never hear about that unless you've looked beyond the mainstream propagandistic media.
Right.
And as I said, many doctors have warned about this. That whole panel yesterday, I think before it was all over, every one of them mentioned the children. Dr. Cole, Dr. Malone. Just a couple. I mean, and I watched that thing yesterday, and it's like, what is wrong with this country? These renowned scientists and doctors, they're being fired, they're being laid off, they're being stifled and silenced. They can't even let them speak. But I think occasionally there was, you know, some of them up there on the stage may have had a little bit different views on things. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way progress in science is done. It's not science when we're going to silence you if you don't go along with what we tell you. One of the best known, most recently that came out, spoke out, is Dr. Ben Carson. You all remember him. He was an acclaimed pediatric neurosurgeon that even performed surgery in the womb to help, not to murder, these infants. And of course was the former Health and Human Services Secretary. He said that this Biden administration's move to vaccinate young children amounts to, quote, a giant experiment. And he says there's no sufficient data to determine the long-term risks that are posed by the shots. They don't know what they're doing to their kids. Oh yeah, those liars in D.C., safe and effective. They don't know that. In fact, they know the opposite of that. But they don't say it. A couple other I'll mention just to underline. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, member of the FDA, CDC Scientific Advisory Committees, said, quote, I don't think children should be vaccinated for COVID. I'm a huge fan of vaccinating children for measles, for mumps, for polio, for rotavirus, and many other diseases. That's critical. But COVID is not a huge threat to children. In fact, if you look at the data, it's not a threat at all. And as many pointed out, most of the kids have already had it. And you didn't even know it. Because that's the way their immune system works. And when you vaccinate them, you throw harm upon them. Dr. Harvey Risch, professor of epidemiology in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at the Yale School of Public Health and Yale School of Medicine, said, if vaccinations were mandated, and if it were my child, I would remove them from the public school and homeschool them. I think last week he still had his job. He may not this week. But when it came out, he said, I'd take my kid out of school rather than let that happen to him. And these folks are not all necessarily where we are on this, but they're looking at this issue of vaccinating children, and they're saying, wait. Dr. Sunitra Gupta, infectious disease epidemiologist, professor of theoretical epidemiology at the Department of Zoology at the University of Oxford, said, quote, at this stage, we should not target children. Appropriate term, target. He went on to say, children are unlikely to benefit from COVID-19 vaccination directly. The collective benefit would likely be very limited. Again, these boomers that want them vaccinated so they don't pass it on to me. You know, and as Dr. Malone pointed out, just, you know, what do we got? Maybe 10 years to live? They got a whole life, but we want to sacrifice them for us. The selfishness of this society, this generation. Children are unlikely to benefit. The collective benefit would likely be very limited. We have already imposed a very large cost on children during this pandemic through indiscriminate restrictions, using them as mere means to other ends. See, that's what offering the children the Moloch was. You know, they figured if they sacrificed their children to Moloch, passed them through the fire, and literally sacrificed them, that, you know, Moloch would smile on them and good things would happen. They would get good things. Their children, not so much. Something wrong with people. Total hereditary depravity, I know, but still, it astounds you sometimes to stop and think about it. And then Dr. Malone, virologist, immunologist, known for his work in developing the mRNA vaccine technology, said, quote, there is absolutely no scientific or medical justification for vaccinating children. There's none. And yet we're going to line them all up. We're going to get it done. And you wonder, you know, what about the parents of these test subjects? What are they thinking? Do they think? Or do they wait till the evening news tells them what to think? How can people allow this to be done to their own offspring? And from the earliest times in Scripture, we're warned against such things. It astounds me, but then I just stop and think, is it really a surprise? A culture that murders its own children in the womb? Is it a surprise that they would be willing to put them at risk and possible murder outside the womb? Yeah, the pagan cultures that surrounded Israel sacrificed their children to these false gods. And the sad part was that the Israelites were drawn into this as well. But as Paul tells us, not all Israel is Israel. Just because they were in the nation of Israel doesn't mean they were one of God's elect. And again, that verse we started with, Leviticus 18:21, "And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord." I'm Jehovah. More and more of this abounds. I posted something this week I passed on from another source about masonry. Got a few positive comments. Most of them, they'll keep their mouth shut because they know they have no answer. But it all comes down to this occult, these false religions. Moloch. Many believe, whether you've heard it or not, you can look up about, we maybe talked about it in the past somewhat, Bohemian Grove Club. You know, some of the world's leaders, they get together and they frolic around. Some folks say it's Moloch, some say it's another false god. They burn fires. Some folks have even insinuated that there's actual human sacrifices. No one's proved that. But the members, the attendees here would astound you. Most of the world's leaders at one time or another. And one time Bill Clinton was asked about it, and he made a joke about it, about his Republicans go out there and get naked and have... But Bill Clinton was there at one time. Whether he's a member or not, I don't know. Of course, he went to what's-his-face's island, too. So, you know, it's all the same. And it all comes down, this attitude, this mindset. In Psalms, Psalms wrote, "Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils." Can you imagine that? And I wonder how much different that is than sending them off to the public schools today. Critical race theory, promoting sodomy and transsexualism and all these other things. Is that not sacrificing your sons and daughters to devils? Psalmist warned. "Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood." There's going to be an accounting. "And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Cana. And the land was polluted with blood." Their sons and daughters. You see some of these proud liberals and celebrities and whatever, they're out there bragging about their abortions. And how, yeah, I killed my kid and it helped me go on with my career. The land is polluted with blood. It's almost incomprehensible. And yet, here we are. Here's America. Here's abortion. There's jabbing 5 to 11-year-olds. Our Lord had a couple words in Matthew 18 and verse 1. "And at the same time, it came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Listen, these folks are going to answer. It would be better that they had a millstone around their neck and they'd been drowned rather than to do these things that they've done and continue to do, that they promote and propagate. And Luke, the Lord, again, another recording of the incident, Luke 17, verse 2, the Lord said, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Listen, these folks that the Lord's talking about, we see in Washington, D.C. today. Tony Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, Janet Woodcock. We see them around the country, the various state governors and mayors, mostly in places we would call blue, I guess. The wicked hellhole of San Francisco is already mandating the vaccination for those that are 5 years old and up. They got to have the jab to go to school, to go anyplace. They're already mandating it. People are brainwashed. People are deceived. People are deluded. Well, I got several pages more. I thought I'd... So anyway, what goes on? Well, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 7. Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. You know, it surprises me. I've seen it in a couple instances, whether it be some of these doctor panels or just other people speaking who are primarily coming from a secular position. They're beginning to recognize that this is a spiritual thing. There's more to this than meets the eye. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. I mean, back in Paul's day, it had started. Only he now who letteth will let until it be taken out of the way. That word let there speaks of preventing. Some folks look at it as the Holy Spirit or church or the various influences. Regardless, the Lord has restrained the worst of it to this point. Scriptures talk about that. As bad as man was, he'd be even worse if God removed his restraint. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness and of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of truth, that they might be saved. That love of truth comes from God. I'm thankful for what little bit the Lord's been pleased to allow me to receive and to love. And I can't give that to anybody. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Okay, so I want all these people to believe me and to listen and to change their minds. I don't think I'm stronger than God. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Yeah, I'm to proclaim the truth. I'm to speak the truth. But listen, don't be all shocked when people don't believe you. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth. So, well, that's not fair. See, because God gives them the love of the truth. And listen, we will all be damned, but for God's grace. And I want you to look at the rest of that sentence, and we'll wrap it up here and come back to some things next week. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. They didn't believe it because they didn't receive the love of the truth. But read this. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. They had pleasure in unrighteousness. God didn't make them do that. They wanted to do that. So what a God made them God made them not receive the truth. Actually, God didn't give them the love of the truth. They were already inclined not to receive the truth. That's what total hereditary depravity is about. That they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They did what they wanted to do. Just like those folks who crucified the Lord. They did what God had before ordained to be done. But that's what they wanted to do. They're not going to any of them be able to say, well, I didn't want to do that. Yeah, you did want to do that. But I didn't have pleasure in that. Yes, you did. And there, but for the grace of God, go we. But thank God for the grace of God. And so, again, we get confused and befuddled and say, how can this be and what's going on? Why won't they believe me? They haven't received the love of the truth. God sent a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And they having pleasure in it too. Yes, they are. By the grace of God, may we stand true and aright. May we praise Him for what He's been pleased to show and teach us. And I pray He may be pleased to teach us more as we go on by His grace. Okay, we'll take our hymnals this morning. We'll finish up there. And number 398, open my eyes that I may see. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
398. And stand as we sing this song together.
Thou send us clear, and while the wave knows more.
Father, we thank you that you are the sovereign, loving God that you are. That you've been pleased to give your children a love of the truth. Father, may we be faithful in proclaiming your truth. Whether they hear or whether they forbear, we can't open hearts and minds and ears and eyes. But Lord, we know you'll open those of your people, of your children. Father, we know whatever we are, it's not by our own doing, by our intellect, by our goodness or anything else. But it is all by your grace. And so, Lord, help us to rest in that grace, to rest in your sovereignty, to trust as we ought. Father, we're dismayed by this wicked world that we live in. And yet, Lord, we're not thrice holy, as are you. Father, we know that you'll make an accounting. That you'll set things aright. And that we can safely trust in thee. Father, thank you for each one that's here. Be with us as we go our way this week. Use us to your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your eternal love that spanned eternity, was shed upon your people before they were. Thank you, Lord, for the completed work of our Savior. And we pray in his name. Amen.